Well, hey there. Welcome to the Energetics of Emotional Eating podcast. I am Emily.
This is Jen.
AKA your dynamic duo. And, well, we are coming at you live from this beautiful sunny day. The groundhog did well, whatever that means. I am not up to speed on that. But if you've seen the movie, you know. And so, anyway, we got something new to talk to you about today. Hopefully it will be helpful. It's definitely been helpful for us to just kind of go back and forth and get ideas and whatnot. But I'm going to put this over on Jen to tell us what we are talking about today.
Today we are talking about how we meal prep, because we have realized that sometimes you just need some more ideas. I think that brainstorming and hearing other people's stories and all that can be really helpful. And so we just wanted to make it real, keep it real, make it real, you know, and get just kind of share our thoughts on meal prep, not just why it matters or how to do it or anything like that, more just a conversation about how we do it so that maybe you benefit or at least feel validated or understood and all that. So,
yeah. And especially I think it's good because we're both in two different stages of life. Jen has 4 children and, well,
teenagers
who eat a lot.
So,
and I do not.
and on that note, it depends on, there's lots of different things going on with that, meaning some days they're busy and other days they're all there and want food. And so there's lots of variation with my schedule,
yeah,
is what I want to say. And then Emily, tell us about your life.
And then me, it's just me. And I cook for myself.
And you live alone or?
I live with a couple others. But
tell me about your life. No, I'm just playing.
Oh my gosh.
But what I meant to say is like, in your situation, I was just thinking about the fact that because a couple other people live in your house, but you're not necessarily cooking for them.
Right.
But then they probably have other items. I'm guessing you don't all eat alike. So that whole social influence of like there's
true
more options there. And so kind of how to,
true,
I don't know, like how, yeah, do you navigate that and stuff. So
yeah, good point.
So with that, so meal prep, let's talk about it for a minute. I think we all have heard, like, if you prepare for success, you're going to be more successful. Or, like, if you fail to prepare, you prepare to fail. No, I don't know.
Yeah, that one.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, yeah, duh, but, like, keeping it real, life happens. And so, if I'm honest, I think I go through seasons where I remember how important meal prep is and then I do it. And then other seasons where life happens and I think in my case, I just own the fact this is a busier or more stressful time in life when this happens in my life, at least. And so then I have realized that for me, the best case scenario actually is to just like lean into that and intentionally go into or recognizing this as more like we're in survival mode. So how do I handle survival mode? Like, so then I just realize this is a more busy time. And then I actually intentionally don't do meal prep because I realize that just sets me up to fail because it stresses me out.
Right.
Other seasons, I'm like, yes, I'm owning that. I like it. I have time to go and get all the groceries and all that. So it's just kind of my first step. My point is to look at, like, given all you've got going on, what's the best way to handle meal prep?
Right.
And so for me, sometimes that means cutting up all the veggies, and other times it means just like have a bag of carrots on hand. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
And I don't try to do it perfect. I just try to do the best I can with what's going on.
Right. That's important too, because
it's not super consistent.
Yeah. Because some seasons, things are of more importance. Like, if you have to just be out of the house doing certain things a lot of the time, and that's the important thing in that season of life, then
maybe you figure out where to stop for food that's already made that's healthy, right?
Right,
like,
exactly.
I can call that meal prep.
Because then you're putting your priorities on the wrong places and be like, I need to be home to cook this, but I'm not going to be putting as much energy as I should into this other thing that's important to me right now, kind of thing. So exactly as you said, being prepared, but knowing the places that will tend to your needs in the given season that you are in. So
yeah. So that's kind of where I'm at right now, because I'm working some and working on my own business. And then for me, when a lot of people, my people are home more than not right now. And so for me, sometimes it cooking and being a mom, it's like two things at once, and that's not super, that doesn't always work super well for me. So anyways, we're in a season more where we're getting the rotisserie chickens and having our veggies on hand, and they're already like the bags of carrots from Costco, and my green drinks are the suja type that are already made, but I try to make sure I have what's good for me on hand. That's where I'm at with meal prep. There's not actually tons of meal prep going on. It's more like making sure we get the groceries that are healthy for me. But how about you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of in a state where I do a lot of running around, and I'm like, I need snacks, but I don't. And part of me is like, oh, I want to have time to prep all this food, but like last week I went to Costco and I got a big bag of the Chomps meat sticks.
Yes.
And that's been helpful, because I know that I'll have some form of protein if I need it quickly, and they'll last a while too, and like cheaper per meat stick kind of thing.
Yeah.
Same with like the bone broth. Like I like to make my own bone broth, but also having it on hand in the container is way easier. So like just finding little switches and
because you can accomplish the same, I think it boils down to, what are you trying to accomplish with your meal prep, and then recognizing the season you're in and the time you're living in, right? Because we're not back in the, you know, Little House on the Prairie days where, you know, we're just at home, and that's not reality, right? So the reason for all these little switches for me, just wanted to share here, is that I've realized the significance of stress and like on my body, and like the way that it affects how I'm thinking and feeling and also eating. In some cases you could do all the right things for your body food wise but if you are internally stressed out, you are not in an optimal state for digestion and metabolism. And honestly, your brain's pretty powerful. You will actually gain weight, or at least keep it on. You can, as a protective, I went back and forth here from can and will, but anyway.
You know, I understood what you meant.
But your body can hold on to weight just to protect you when you're stressed out. Like, it's a subconscious thing that happens. So if that interests you, we could talk more. There'll be a link in the show notes. But also, you could just Google the effects of stress, or the connection between stress and weight gain. It's a pretty big deal. Mm-hmm. So when I understood that, then I started to look so much more at what is stressful for me, and how to better manage my stress, because that quite literally is, in my case, has been more helpful for weight loss than any measures to prepare for weight loss, if this makes sense.
Right. Yeah. Because that kind of just lays the foundation of it as well. And if you're laying a stressed foundation, then you probably won't do well. And so
eventually you just fall off your diet and gain it back, right? Mm-hmm. So I am so much more into finding the path of least resistance.
Yeah.
Right?
Because it really is a hack. Yeah. Like, people might say it's lazy, but it's not lazy, because it's smart. It's smart and efficient.
Yes.
And good points there. I mean, yeah, kind of my hacks right now is I like to have meat cooked up, and that way I can just like throw it together real quick with some, yes, like some kind of veggie or salad. I've been enjoying steak, yes, salad right now.
I loved last week. Let's end with like our favorite hack for, or our favorite, yes, maybe like go-to meal,
uh-huh,
right? That's like path of least resistance type of meal. Okay.
Yeah.
So I want to share here, just in case you didn't listen last week. Emily shared last week this meal that's, ooh, so easy, but what is so good that we ate it a few times.
Did you have it?
Everybody in our family loved it. We, ooh, did a little. We did a little like shift on what you originally, yeah, said, but it was so good that I want to tell you about it.
Okay, I'm ready.
So at Costco, I got the cashews. I got the broccoli, the organic broccoli from the freezer section. And I got the, I got a rotisserie chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And I got, what was the fourth? Oh, onions.
Uh-huh.
And we threw it in a saucepan. Emily said, do you had talked about beef, but
yeah,
my body is kind of sensitive, so it doesn't really, yeah, love beef right now. Anyways, so we did chicken, onions, broccoli, and cashews,
mm-hmm,
and it was so flipping good and so filling and so like satiating, and my hubby and teenage daughter, like everybody loved it, and I just, boom. There you have it.
It's like so,
it's so easy, so good, and so healthy. It just hit all the points. It's got your healthy fats. It's got your greens. Yes. It's got the meat.
Mm-hmm.
It's the protein. It's just, it was so awesome. I just loved it.
Yeah. So, isn't it weird? Yeah. It's just so simple.
It's so simple.
It's so good.
That was my very favorite meal hack this week. Favorite recipe. Emily, what was yours?
Ooh,
or
okay,
what is one? It doesn't have to be.
Well, okay, something that
please
I did
give me
this
another
week.
One.
I know, right? Okay, well, this week I got a whole chicken from the store, and it's fairly cheap. And then I cut it all up, put it in my pan, and then I ground up almonds. And I mixed it with some salt, pepper, and garlic powder. And I just sprinkled it on and cooked it. It's like a breading. It's so good.
Oh, I didn't think
about
that.
It's
yummy.
It's really
okay,
interesting.
And then what did you serve that with?
You know, I kind of... What did I serve that with? You know, okay. What I like to do with it was I got the almond flour tortillas from Costco.
Yes.
And I put that chicken in there with it, with hummus, some arugula, tomato, red onion, avocado, and I think I put,
wow,
I made homemade pickles too, so I put some of that in there.
Hey, people, she does this right. I like,
oh my gosh, yum. It's so good because it's kind of like Greek, because I kind of like Greek food. It almost, like, the breading of the almonds reminds me of, like, a falafel type thing.
Yes.
And so they're just really good.
So hummus, tomato, or how do you say
arugula?
That?
Arugula. You got onions. It.
And then the chicken that's breaded.
Red onion, yeah.
And then, yes.
Yeah. And then,
yes,
something fermented because it gives a little tang to it.
Yes.
Like sauerkraut's good, too.
Yummy.
Or if you like cheese and can eat cheese, which... there's
I don't know if that was for me or for you, but yeah.
Goat cheese is good, or feta is good, so
yeah,
you know, spice,
yeah,
that
goat
baby
cheese,
up a little bit.
It's a acquired taste, but
it,
it
is
now.
You're, yeah,
I like cheese.
Jen's not a fan of it.
Oh, I haven't tried that. Okay, goat cheese is okay if it's, it depends on what it's with. I'm not really a fan.
That's okay.
It
is an acquired taste.
The one I love is like covered in, is it blueberries or something from Costco, with the right like multi,
that
sort
sounds
of cracker.
Good.
It's super yum.
I've not tried that one yet. That
little,
sounds delicious.
It's a little sweet. I feel like there might be lots of sugar in it.
Probably, but
anyways,
you know, you got to do what you got to do,
yeah,
sometimes.
So I thank you for sharing.
Yes, thank you too.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, we should kind of do the hacks more often.
Yeah, I love that for us. So, okay, so if you love this, guys, let's just leave it at that. I hope you love this. And if you did, look the link in the show notes and book a free clarity call because I would love to discuss further. And I think that's it.
Yeah. Alrighty, everybody. Thank you for joining us today. Hope you have a great week wherever you're at, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.